Here's the thing. Not only was there no way that I was going to come to this town and not run this guy down, I had to end the week and close the show with him. He is the head football coach at the University of Minnesota. He was named head coach on January 6th, 2017, a two-time MAC Coach of the Year. First Gophers head coach to win a debut since 1986. They open up against New Mexico State on August 30th. PJ Fleck, I've been waiting all week to ask you this, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing elite, man. I'm doing elite.
I knew it.
It couldn't be any better. Super Bowl in Minneapolis. This is perfect.
I knew it. So what's it like having everybody in your town?
Well, it's a blast. It really is. Especially having the Eagles at our brand new $166 million student-athlete village that just opened 2 weeks ago. So we're proud to show that off to the National Football League. Really proud to share that with the Philadelphia Eagles. And they've been a blast to work with all week.
God, that's got to be so great. That has to be absolutely awesome to have them in your house. Now, we're talking about a new performance center for the program. What are the players make of the new home, and then what kind of a message does that send the program to everybody outside of it?
Well, the message is we're investing into championships at the University of Minnesota. That was one of the reasons why Mark Coyle and I talked about taking the job, was they were truly investing into winning championships. And anytime you have $166 million facility that's privately raised, all that funds, those are people that really care. We haven't won a championship for 51 years. And so these people are thirsty. They're starving for a championship. But it just doesn't happen. You've got to be able to recruit to an elite facility. You have to have a facility that's going to develop our student-athletes on and off the field, academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually. And this student-athlete village is impressive now. You got to come out and see it, because it is like an Olympic village. That's how it's kind of designed after. Where all 750 student-athletes can kind of mingle, not only in a courtyard with fire pits, but there's a separate football building and then a student-athlete building. It takes care of all their needs.
Listen, right now, your energy level and your passion are elite. I would expect no less, but you definitely.
Unbelievable.
I can feel it. What has the last year or 13 months been like for you since you arrived?
It's been challenging, but that's exactly why we took the job. It's been demanding. It's been challenging. It's been a lot of fun, to be honest with you. This is what we love to do as a culture, as a staff. We love to come into hostile situations at somehow, some point, and really bring calmness to it. We're in a completely different position 1 year ago today, how people looked at and talked about the University of Minnesota to where we are now. Highest GPA in the history of the football program, brand new football complex, ton of new branding, the row the boat culture. Culture, all of our players serving and giving, and it's really with the best recruiting class, one of the best recruiting classes ever in the history of University of Minnesota, which we signed December 20th, all 25 of them. So we're really looking forward to the future, and we've had a tremendous offseason so far.
Minnesota head football coach PJ Fleck joining us on the row. Kirk Cousins came in. He spoke to your team. What was his message, and what did your players take away from that visit?
Well, I think the biggest thing was to have a vision and stay true to that vision and do what it takes to make sure that vision becomes reality. We have a saying with our players what maturity is. We define it. It's when doing what you have to do becomes doing what you want to do. And his message echoed that. We all do things that we have to do, but how many of us actually want to do what you have to do? We want our players to embrace the entire process of a student-athlete, academically, athletically, socially, spiritually, on the field, off the field, and really take pride in their life. And I think that's what we really are in 2018 as college head coaches. We really are life coaches as well, and we have to take that responsibility on.
All right, so what you're talking about here is you're talking about connecting with people. How much of that is the job, and then how much of that is scheming and X-ing and O-ing? How important is it to connect with the people?
Well, I think it's incredibly important to connect. Players have to do things for you as a head coach. They have to want to play for you. They have to want to play for the administration, want to play for their school, their alumni, their boosters. They have to want to play for, more importantly, each other. I think that's critical, and I think at times that's lost behind the scheme or the X and O, which is incredibly important. But it also shows the connectivity of a football team, of how a team can go from 1-11 at Western Michigan, same coordinators, same head coach, same system, and 3 years later being the Cotton Bowl and being 13-0. It shows the connectivity of the players. Way different between communicating and connecting, and we need these players to connect.
PJ Fleck joining us. So it tells me also you need a certain guy. Not everybody's going to fit that system. So when signing day is coming up, how do you go about approaching the process? Are you looking to sell guys on your vision and how they fit into that vision? Or is there a feeling that if you got to sell somebody, if you have to sell somebody, they're not a good fit?
You know, the great thing about our culture and even me, I don't have to sell me. I'm just me. And I'm not for everybody. You've heard me say that a lot. I'm really not. But I get to be who I am. My athletic director, my president, President Kaler, and Mark Coyle allow me to be myself. And that's very hard to find in 2018. And that's a treasure. And so you either really like me or you don't. I'm not the head coach that you kind of figure out. You know, I got to visit the – I got to need four more visits to find out what this guy's really like and what his culture's like. You either click with me from the start and we're connected on how we do things collectively, or we just don't.
I'm laughing because that's been the story of my entire radio career. That's exactly right. Those who like me, love me, and those who don't, hate me, and that's just the way it is. You can't make everybody like you. You get the guys around you. The people will find you if they like you and they understand it. So talk to me about year two. Year two of the hyperculture and the row the boat culture. What does year two look like in Minnesota?
Yeah, we're going to be younger before we get actually more experienced. And we've said this all along. 60 to 65% of our players are either going to be freshmen or redshirt freshmen with really no playing experience. But we talk about a race to maturity. So we took the NASCAR logo and we made this race to maturity type thing because we're going to be so young and so inexperienced. And what do immature people do when what they have to do, they don't want to do? Just like our children. I have a 10, 8, 5, and 4-year-old. When they have to make their bed, they don't want to. But they'll come down once in a while and be like, hey, I made my bed on my own because it's a weekend. I don't have to make my bed. But they did it and they feel accomplished. That's what we want our players to feel. That the wanting part of that has to be sped up. And it's a race to it because we don't have time to waste. So now matters. And that's kind of what year two is all about. It's about growing up in year two.
PJ Fleck, Minnesota head football coach, joining us. Before I let you go, I have to ask you this. You've got a reputation as an amazing motivator, somebody who can inspire others. I've got to know. Who are the people who motivate and inspire you the most?
Well, that's a great question. One, I'm really strong in my faith, right? My spiritual life is very important to me. My wife, Heather, is my rock, my inspiration. She fills my cup every day. And you know, when you're a head coach, you serve and give so many people, and you're putting out fires, and people are taking away from you because you're giving to them so much. Somebody's got to be able to re-energize you, and my wife does that. She truly is the rock star of our family. My children are everything to me. That's why I coach. That's what I do. I want them to be proud of their dad, that he not only serves them as a parent, as a father, as a motivational influence, but also an example of how to live your life and be a coach and be a professional. But then Mike Nolan, huge influence. Jim Tressel, huge influence. Greg Schiano, huge influence. Those would be the biggest guys in my career.
PJ Fleck, as I mentioned, it's not a coincidence. It is not a coincidence that you came here at this time because, one, I was going to run you down no matter what. But, two, I thought better yet, I need somebody to close this show. If it's the most important week of the year for our program and our brand, I need somebody who can close the show. My man, you were that guy. Thank you very much. You know, I appreciate the relationship and all the interviews we have ever done, and I know we will keep doing them going forward.
That means a lot, Jim. I appreciate it. Row the boat, Sky Ma. Go Gophers.
An elite human being, PJ Fleck.